We're back on Castle Country Focus with Brett Kabernick of the Utah Avalanche Center. We've been talking about avalanches in the area, how to be prepared and everything. Brett, what is the avalanche danger like on the Manti-LaSalle right now?
Yeah, we're dealing with a high avalanche danger. Again, natural avalanches have released this week. That is the number one clue to avalanche danger out there is avalanches. Large human trigger avalanches are likely right now, and traveling avalanche terrain is not recommended right now. And when I say avalanche terrain, what that means is steep slopes. So any slope that's steeper than about 30 degrees in slope steepness is prone to avalanching. So if you stay off of and out from underneath slopes of 30 degrees or less, then you will stay safe in the backcountry. And that's really part of the key to safe recreation up here on the Manti skyline.
And so you brought that in, and stay away from the slopes. And if you have to get out, what are some things that people should take with them, just to try and stay safe if something should happen as far as an avalanche?
That's a great topic. If you're recreating out in the mountains, if you're backcountry skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, you want to carry the basic avalanche gear, which is an avalanche transceiver or beacon, avalanche shovel, and a probe. And those three things work together. If someone's buried, you can locate their location with this electronic device called an avalanche beacon or avalanche transceiver, and use the probe to pinpoint where they are once you've used the transceiver to locate a near area where they are. Probe for them and then dig for them. This is obviously not a foolproof way of survival, but it's basically your best chance is to carry those three pieces of equipment. Everyone in your party should carry that stuff.
All right. And then the other question would be, too, is there any kind of you don't hear about it. Let's say that. But some of the information that you gave me, we have had on average one death on the Manti skyline every other year due to avalanche. And that's really a number that nobody can live with, let's be honest. And if they follow these things and take this gear with them and things like that, just be safe out there, we can probably get rid of that number. Because it's not, like I said, it's not something you hear a lot about at the Manti skyline level. You do up north in the bigger areas, but not down here so much.
That's true. And I'm not really sure why you don't hear quite as much about it. We have equally as dangerous conditions, perhaps not quite as many people scurrying through the mountains, but there's certainly enough folks out there, and I do hear about a lot of avalanches throughout the winter. And again, the most important thing is for folks to know when the avalanche danger is high, and to avoid steep slopes during those periods of high danger. That is the easiest way and most sure way to stay safe out there in the mountains. If you wait until conditions have stabilized, then you can travel around pretty freely up there. But if you don't know what the avalanche danger is and you're going into steep slopes, that's when folks get caught.
You guys have a website that has all this information and everything on it. How do people find you guys?
Yeah, we're located at utahavalanchecenter.org. And when you go to the homepage there, you'll see a map of the state of Utah. And you can go to the different regions. And obviously, the skyline is our region here. You can also find information on Facebook and Instagram. Folks can search for Skyline Avalanche on both of those platforms, and you'll find a lot of stuff that I post there with current conditions, anything interesting that's going on within the snowpack up there on the Manti skyline.
All right. We've been speaking with Brett Kabernick of the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, thank you so much for taking out the time. I really appreciate it. And I guess the main message is just be safe out there.
Yeah, you bet. And this weekend looks like it's going to be a pretty likely weekend for avalanche accidents. We have high danger. We're expecting more snow. We do have this unstable snowpack. So I'm just urging folks to use extra caution this weekend, busy holiday weekend, terrible time for avalanche accidents. So just use caution and stick to low angle slopes for right now.
All right. Thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And once again, let's just be safe out there and be careful when you're heading into that backcountry. Brett, thank you once again so much for the time today. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for your interest in the avalanche conditions.
No problems at all. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen to Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.